second pack of Shviyas, Mishnah Gimel. We continue with various malachos which are utter midrabbanan during Shviyas, and they're permitted in the period of time before Shviyas, even the time of the Beit HaMikdash. The Sasa Madrash Hashanah, when the latter removed the stones from the field, which was the stage before the plowing, so that the earth should be ready for planting, one can remove the stones up to Rosh Hashanah. And Mekalsamim, there's various pshatim in this. The Rambam's pshat is that you cut off the top part of the grain and you leave the bottom. And others learn the pshat is, Rosh learns that the pshat is, it's a type of pruning. Just these opinions hold that pruning is only offered by a grapevine and not by other trees. Halacha l'maaseh we pass in the pruning, it's also on all trees. Mezaradim is, if there's too many new branches, they would cut off some of the fresh branches to thin it out a little bit. This is not the classic pruning, which was done not just on thinning out the new branches, it was cutting off a large amount of the branches so that the tree should grow better. Mezfasling is also the various trust in this. Either it means that Ram learns that you, it means that there are dead branches on it, so you cut off the extra dead branches. Yeah. Anyway, all these malachas, once again, are malachas de Rabbanan. They are not included in pruning, and therefore they're permitted to Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Shuma Ima, Kizeiruda Ukepesuda Shal Chamishis Kach Shal Shisis. Rabbi Shuma is even more lenient. He says that some of these types of cutting off the extra branches or the dry branches, this was generally done at the end of the year, which came out very often that, let's say, the crop was in the fifth year, they would do this in the beginning of the sixth year after Rosh Hashanah. So he said, just like you're allowed to do this from the, just like we say in the fifth year's crop, that the time that one removes his excess branches is in the beginning of the sixth year, so to on Shemitah itself, in the beginning of Shemitah, if you're cutting off these excess branches, you're not doing a avoida for Shemitah, but it's just the end of the avoida for every Shemitah, and therefore he permits it even on Shemitah itself. This is very big chiddush because you are working the land, but he says this is really finishing off the work of the sixth year, and therefore it's permitted. Rabbi Shimon Ami calls the mantra in Rashi, but Rabbi Seilan Rashi Anu B'Fisula. Shimon is more machma than both his opinions, and he holds that just like there's a din of Tetzefes, Shviyas, to plow around the field, so too, cutting off these excess branches is also already from Shvuas time on Erev Shviyas. So basically we have three opinions. Tanna Kamma holds that the Isser of these cutting off excess branches or the dry branches is only also from Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yeshua says it's permitted even after Rosh Hashanah, as long as you're finishing off the work of the previous year. And Rabbi Shimon says that it's also from Shavuot of Erev Shemitah. We paskin like the Tanna Kamma, that it's also only from Rosh Hashanah onwards.